Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome on board flight to Thiruvananthapuram. In command of the flight today is Captain Pang. I am Manju, your cabin crew in charge. For your safety, please place all hand baggage in the overhead compartment or under the seat in front of you. Keep your seat back upright, store your tray table and fasten your seat belt. All electronic devices must be switched off at this time. We thank you for your attention. Please sit back, relax and enjoy the flight. It was my childhood dream to become an air hostess and take to the skies. So when I got selected to join as a cabin crew after working on ground, it was one of the happiest moments of my life. I was literally flying high. My job gave me wings. I love my job. I love my uniform. Employed with one of the best airlines of the world. I was meeting people, visiting different places, earning well. Life was good. I was living a life of my dreams. And one day, things changed. 6 years ago, while I was securing the cabin during one of my flights, I stumbled and fell down. What appeared to be just a simple accidental fall gradually started affecting my daily activities and required me to use a wheelchair for most of my mobility needs. There were no broken bones, no such major externally visible injury, except some swelling and redness. But instead of recovering, my health deteriorated to a point where I was completely immobile and bedridden. But now, I can stand. And even walk for a short distance. The medical condition, of course, was just one part of it. But I felt more disabled by the attitude of the society. The indifference around me grew. All that people would talk about was my health, my newly acquired disability, endless patronizing and constant comparisons between how things were before and how they are now, and even predicting how they are going to be in the future. You know what? During one of my many hospital stays, a nurse sarcastically commented, "Look at her. She cannot walk, but she has put red nail polish." Could you understand the connection between a red nail polish and mobility? I could not. And my disability should not stop me from applying red nail polish and look beautiful. This experience, in a way, is not new to me. Do you have someone with disability in your family? I have. My younger sister is deaf since birth. Growing up with her, I have come across many such instances of discrimination and indifference. But when it happened to me in person, I understand her struggles and her journey better. There are 125 million people with disability in India. That's a huge number, isn't it? But let me ask you, how many close friends do you have with disability? How many of you can actually think of marrying someone with a disability? How many people with disability do you see in social and public spaces, in cinema halls, theaters, restaurants, nightclubs, beaches? Well, I tried going shopping using public transport and see what happened.
This is a typical day out for us. The first obstacle is to get to the bus stand. Why doesn't the bus stop? Do they not want us? How do I get in? Lots of confusion. Plenty of stairs and glares. And in the end, passengers commented. People like you, take an ambulance. How do I go to the shop?
There's a lot of stigma, discrimination, prejudice, and discomfort when it comes to socializing with someone with a disability. And this is what I want to change through my initiative, Samatva. Samatva means equality in Sanskrit. Disability should not be a reason for not being allowed to live a life with equal opportunities and full participation. We would advocate for better accessibility and the need for social inclusion for people with hearing impairment, physical impairment, and visual impairment. We would make provocative media campaigns and organize social meetups, recreational outings and gatherings together for people with and without disabilities. Now, I have a message for you. So, how do you feel? Confused? Lost? Curious? Or even disabled? Just because it is not in a language that you understand? Imagine going through this experience, day in and day out, each and every day of your life. This is the feeling of exclusion. Well, don't worry. I'll explain it to you, the message, in a language that you understand, so that you do not feel excluded. It's a message to the Indian government to recognize the Indian Sign Language as the 23rd language of our country. Not many of us would know that India is home to the largest deaf population in the world, approximately 18 million people. But without a language, how do they communicate? How do they express themselves? How do they progress in life? How do they study? Communication is a basic human right. And just because someone is speech and hearing impaired, are their human rights any different than yours? Inclusion is everybody's responsibility. When we change our perspectives, we change our attitude. And when we change our attitude, we look for solutions for a better tomorrow for all of us. I ask you, can we not do it together? Can we not start right now, right here, from this very moment? So today, on behalf of my sister and all the deaf and hearing people of our country, I request you to support the official recognition of Indian Sign Language. Please sign the petition online at change.org, spread the word, and participate in making a more integrated and inclusive nation for all of us. Thank you very much.